Not too long ago, a Democratic primary in North Carolina's 2nd congressional district was little more than an exercise in futility. That's because the 2nd was a deeply red district, and the Republican candidate was almost assured of winning the general election. But the district in central North Carolina has been redrawn, virtually guaranteeing this year's Democratic primary winner will go on to claim the seat. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Last September, a state court panel ruled North Carolina's legislative districts were drawn by the Republican-controlled General Assembly with excessive and unconstitutional partisan bias, and therefore had to be redone. That ruling eventually led to the redrawing of the state's congressional districts, which had produced a 10-3 split favoring Republicans in an otherwise evenly divided purple state. GOP mapmakers had gerrymandered the 2nd by taking a left-leaning sliver of Wake County and attaching it to more conservative areas such as Franklin and Harnett counties. That created a safe haven for Republican George Holding, who notably is not running for re-election in the new district. Meredith College professor David McLennan says the 2nd has gone from a mix of suburban and rural areas to suburban and urban.
Now, if you look at it, it is exclusively a Wake County district. There is no more Franklin County, no more Nash County.
Robert Hyman is pleased with the change, but the 2nd district resident and registered Democrat is not taking anything for granted.
We need not to drop the ball because it's still possible to have a Republican challenger. And there's still pockets that are heavily conservative in the district.
In fact, in the general election, the Democratic nominee will face little-known candidates from the Republican and Libertarian parties who do not face primaries. Robert Hyman was at the Cary Senior Center last month for a Democratic candidate forum and got the chance to talk to Deborah Ross.
There has to be negotiated prices for medication.
Absolutely.
And they're also...
Ross is perhaps the best-known Democrat in the 2nd district primary. She spent 10 years in the North Carolina General Assembly as a state representative. She also served as director of the North Carolina chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Ross also ran a respectable but unsuccessful race for the U.S. Senate against Richard Burr in 2016. Another candidate with a solid record of public service is Monika Johnson-Hosler, executive director of the North Carolina Coalition for Sexual Assault and a third-term member of the Wake County School Board. She has raised about a third as much money as Ross. Johnson-Hosler says what she lacks in cash, she makes up for with energy and relationship-building skills. Skills she put to use at the candidate forum.
Which is why I talk about workforce development after high school, because I think we got to...
Forums like these are essential in a primary sprint, especially when many voters still aren't sure which newly drawn district they live in.
I can't keep track of the districts anymore. They just keep moving all over the place.
Bill Ruggerello used to live in the 4th congressional district, but now lives in the 2nd, according to his wife, Nancy Jones.
It's just too confusing for voters that don't keep up with things. And I think it causes them not to come out and vote because they just go, I don't even know what's going on anymore. So
redistricting battles are not keeping 18-year-old Catherine McCormick from planning to vote. The newly registered voter has formed a Young Democrats club at her high school. She attended the Democratic candidate forum with her mom.
I was really interested in the climate issues. I think that's probably the biggest issue I'm focusing on when I'm picking who I'm going to vote for.
In addition to Deborah Ross and Monika Johnson-Hosler, McCormick will get to consider two lesser-known and not as well-funded Democratic candidates, Andy Terrell and Ollie Nelson. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.